Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Return to Oak Pine by Ron Carlson, narrated by David Aaron Baker. An interview with the author follows this recording. One Click Digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One Click Digital's extensive catalog is available to you, visit your library's website. And now, Return to Oak Pine.
Chapter 1. The Run. The way Craig Ralston found out that his old high school buddy Jimmy Brand was coming back to town was that Jimmy's mother had called him for help. There was a time when Louise would have tackled this whole project alone, but now it was too much, and it had come up too soon. She called Craig at his hardware store downtown, and he came out one night after work. It was August. All the cottonwoods in his old neighborhood, pretty as a park so long ago, were now towering giants, clustering leafy cumulus that shaded the district and sounded like a river in the wind. They had split the sidewalks and dwarfed the old bungalows, half of which were still occupied by their original owners. The trees were the theme here, and Craig, who was happy for his move to the scrub Oak Mountain and the new mansion, felt them get to him as he went to her little porch. When he knocked, she didn't invite him in but came outside and took him around to the garage. It was a classic one-bay garage that her husband had erected with community help years ago. Wooden frame, plank walls, wooden shingles, peaked roof, a one-paned window with a layer of dust on it thick as speckled paint, and a little side door. This place was the old band to Craig. The room where he and Jimmy Brand and Frank Gunderson and Mason Kirby, who had lived three houses down, had practiced 100 afternoons that fall. The little building hadn't been open for 10 or 12 years, maybe longer. Craig Ralston had been a big kid, and he'd played football with Louise's older son, Matt, who was long dead. And now Craig was a big man, square and strong, and though he was out of shape, there was something youthful about him. He still had all his curly hair, and he spent his days hustling about the little hardware store, in which he knew where every hinge, every bolt, every flange lay, fetching things for people and kidding with them. There had been some talk years before, during the oil boom, about him starting his own construction business.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?